Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen style FX chain and turning it into a Sunrise Emotion tool inside Ableton Live 12. And yeah, this is one of those techniques that can completely change how your drum and bass arrangement feels. Because energy is not the same thing as lift. A track can be hitting hard and still feel stuck. What we want here is that moment where the tune opens up, breathes, and suddenly the crowd feels that emotional shift without the momentum disappearing. So instead of reaching for a generic riser or a stock atmosphere loop, we're going to build something custom from an Amen break or an Amen-inspired rhythm, process it with Ableton stock devices, resample it, and then shape that audio into a playable transition layer. That means we're making our own emotional transition material with a grid of jungle still intact. First, start with an Amen-style source that already has movement. If you have a full break, great. If not, use a chopped percussion loop that has that same syncopated, restless feel. Make sure it's warped cleanly, but don't overquantize the life out of it. In DNB, a tiny bit of looseness can actually help the resample feel more human and more musical later. A good starting tempo is around 170 to 174 BPM. Keep the source reasonably dry at first so you can hear the transients clearly. If the loop is too static, you can slice it to a MIDI track and replay it into a new pattern. That's a nice move, because it lets you create a version that feels designed rather than just looped. Now build a separate FX processing chain. You can do this on its own audio track or on a return style setup, but the key is to keep the processing isolated so you can print it cleanly later. A solid stock device order is AQ8, drum bus, saturator, echo, reverb, auto filter, and utility. Start with AQ8 and high pass the chain somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is to keep the sub area clean so your bass and kick still own the low end. Then bring in drum bus with a moderate amount of drive, just enough to thicken the break and add attitude. After that, use saturator for a bit more harmonic bite. You don't want to destroy the source, just rough it up a little so the resample feels alive. Then comes the time-based motion. Add echo with a musical delay time, maybe an eighth note or dotted eighth, and keep the feedback in a controlled range. Follow that with reverb. This is where the sunrise atmosphere starts to appear. Use a fairly long decay, but don't just drown everything in wash. We want a tail that feels emotional, not cloudy. After that, use auto filter to shape the sweep, and utility for gain staging and later mono checks. Now the important part. Don't just leave the chain static. Shape it over time. Use clip envelopes or automation so the break evolves across 4 to 8 bars. A great movement plan is to start a bit drier, then gradually increase echo feedback and reverb wetness, then open the filter, and finally cut or reverse the tail into the next section. That contrast is what creates the sunrise feeling. It's not just brightness. It's the feeling of something slowly revealing itself. A useful mindset here is this. The best sunrise moments often come from one strong motif repeating with small changes. So instead of constantly adding new sounds, let the same Amen fragment transform. That repetition with varination is what makes it feel intentional and emotional. If you want extra motion, add one or two subtle modulation devices before resampling. Autopan is great if you keep it slow. Chorus ensemble can add shimmer and width. Grain delay can make the texture feel more broken and ghostly. Frequency shifter can give you a slightly unstable metallic edge if you want the chain to feel darker or more nervous. Just keep those effects tasteful. For sunrise emotion, we're after air, reflection, and movement, not obvious wobble. If the chain starts sounding too glossy, back off the wetness and let the transient shape do more of the work. The break should still feel like drums underneath the atmosphere. Now we're ready to resample. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling or route it from your processed FX bus. Arm the track, and record a few bars of motion. And here's a big teacher tip. Think of this as performance capture, not just effect printing. Move a few parameters live while recording. Let the filter open. Let the delay feedback breathe. Let the reverb swell and retreat. That phrasing is what gives the audio life. Don't settle for one pass. Print a few versions. Make one brighter, one darker, one with stronger echo tails, and one that feels more chopped or broken. This is huge, because once you're arranging, having emotional options makes decisions way easier. One printed pass might be perfect before a second drop. Another might work better as an outro texture or breakdown layer. Once you've printed the audio, treat it like source material for composition. Trim the cleanest moments. Reverse a tail or two. Bullet the waveform into hits. swells, and gaps. You can even create little call and response phrases between dry fragments and washed out tails. If the example is rhythmic, keep it locked to the grid. If it's more atmospheric, stretch it and let it float. This is where the sunrise emotion really starts to come together. Imagine the first two bars as sparse break fragments, then the next couple of bars as a widening reverb bloom, and then a final reverse swell pulling you into a clean downbeat or a pad entrance. That's a proper transition. It feels composed, not just decorated. To keep it club safe, pay close attention to the low end and stereo image. Use EQ8 and utility to make sure the resample isn't fighting the kick and sub. If this is just an FX layer, high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Check it in mono. Make sure the width isn't collapsing in a weird way. If the top end gets splashy or brittle, cut a little harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And remember, in drum and bass, the relationship between kick and bass is everything. If your transition layer is stealing headroom or muddying the mids, the whole drop loses impact. So keep the mid-range clean. Let the top end shimmer, but don't let 200 to 600 Hz turn into soup. Now place the resample with intention in the arrangement. The best uses are very practical. It can go before the second drop as a filtered amen wash. It can live after a heavy drop to give the crowd some relief. It can be a one-bar switch up before the drums come back in. Or it can become a spacious outro element for DJ-friendly mixing. For example, in a 174 BPM liquid or roller track, you might mute the main bass at bar 33 and bring in the resampled MNFX phrase under a pad progression. The break fragments swirl in stereo, the filter opens over four bars, and then a clean snare pickup slams into the second drop. That's the payoff. The tune breathes, but it never loses its identity. If you want to push this further, try a dual print approach. Record one version with the chain mostly wet and another with a more restrained balance. Blend them later. The wet print gives atmosphere, while the drier print keeps the drum character. That combo can be really powerful. You can also separate the transient hits from the reverb tails. Use the hits for rhythmic punctuation, and the tails for glue under pads or vocal chops. Another nice trick is to add a little micro-pitch variation to resampled slices. Even tiny shifts can make repeated phrases feel less looped and more emotional. One more thing. Keep the middle of the arrangement dry enough. If everything is wet all the time, then nothing feels special. The resample should arrive with purpose. Negative space matters. A beat of silence before the print lands can make the whole tail feel bigger, without adding any extra processing. Here's a good mini practice challenge. Make three versions from the same amen source. One should be a bright sunrise version with more reverb, wider stereo, and lighter filtering. One should be a darker pre-drop version with more saturation, less reverb, and stronger filter movement. And one should be a broken hybrid version with grain delay or frequency shifter, chopped into smaller pieces, with a reverse section somewhere in the phrase. Then arrange those versions into a short transition and listen to which one creates the clearest emotional lift, while still sounding like drum and bass. That's the real goal here. Not just pretty atmosphere, not just chaos. We want sunrise energy that still has jungle DNA. So to recap, start with an amen style break that already has swing and attitude. Process it with Ableton stock devices. Automate movement before resampling so the print has phrasing. Record multiple passes. Edit the resample into usable arrangement material. Keep the low end clean. Keep the stereo image controlled. And use the resampled effects chain to create that hopeful, wide, liquid sunrise feeling while still staying rooted in D&B. That's the move. That's how you turn a break into emotion. And once you build this into your template, you'll start making transitions that feel custom, musical, and seriously polished.